Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, we were just minding our own business, celebrating a Tier Tuesday 2 hours ago when we found out that the Red Sox traded for Sonny Gray.
Woo!
So we had to spend a lot of time on Sonny Gray.
Well
deserved. We had Rob Bradford on to talk about it.
We did.
We even had Curran and Jennings, not to talk about Sonny Gray as much, but that sort of detoured us from the Tier Tuesday topic at hand, which was dog breeds.
Yes. In honor of dog
breeds.
The National Dog Show
coming
on
up
Thanksgiving.
A couple days.
Yeah, I mean, look, turn off the Macy's Day Parade at some point and turn on the dog show before you get to football. I mean, that's usually what we do in my household. We decided to rank these breeds. Now, that looks like a loaded tier, Keith. We've been kind of doing this off the air in breaks.
Yep.
I mean, breaks, plural. Like, it's been taking a while to narrow this down. It took us a while to come up with said dog breeds.
Correct.
We had to do most of this off the air because of the breaking news. So what did we land on?
Well, I'll tell you what. So we'll tweet this out momentarily and put it on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe, at Rich Keefe, WEEI, on Instagram. Six tiers we landed on.
Yep.
Goat at the top. Good boy.
Sure.
Frisky. These are frisky dogs.
Of course.
Watch your profanity.
Which,
we'll see.
Okay, yeah.
Not for me, and not a dog. So these are, should I start with the top or the bottom tier?
Oh, let's start with the goat.
Okay, the goat tier we have. In no order, again, this isn't a ranking.
These are tiers.
So actually, it might even be alphabetical.
I might rank them within the tier, but let's
you
see.
You could.
Yeah.
These are the goat dogs. Not goat dogs, but dogs
that are the greatest of all time. Yes.
Bernese Mountain Dog.
Great dog.
Border Collie.
Great dog.
Mastiff.
Pretty good dog.
German Shepherd.
Great dog.
Golden Retriever.
Really good dog.
Great Dane.
Great dog.
Pug.
Hell.
I love a pug.
I might have got outvoted on that
He's on there. That's Otis from Milo and Otis.
Sure.
A Newfoundland.
Newfie. Like a Newfie.
A St. Bernard.
St. Bernard.
A Rottweiler.
Yep, sure.
And a Labrador Retriever, which sort of is your yellow lab, your chocolate lab, your black lab.
Yeah, now Andy Hart came in and was very specific.
Yeah.
But these are all labs.
Labrador Retrievers.
We love
all
labs.
The lab family.
Yes,
so that is your top tier. I think that's 10 top tier dogs.
Okay. Those are the goats.
Your good boys.
Good boys.
These are your good boys and girls. Your Australian Shepherd.
Well, I think they got robbed.
They may have. They might be the top end of this tier.
Yeah.
The Basset Hound.
Okay.
The Bloodhound.
Yeah, I'm still confused on which is which.
We're going to circle back to that.
Good.
Clip du jour. The Bulldog.
Okay.
The Bull Mastiff.
Okay.
The Great Pyrenees.
Oh, nice looking dog.
The Irish Wolfhound.
Big dog.
Oh, put a little saddle on that thing. Put a kid on it. Run around the house. A Leon Burger. This is a big hit. When you watch the dog show.
This was one where Keith, this was never discussed.
Working class.
All of a sudden, Keith's like, what about Leon Burger? I'm like, what about it?
That.
And he just put it in a
Leon
tier.
Burger. Yeah. Burger with a B, with an E. It's basically like a St. Bernard Newfoundland mix.
Got it.
Yeah, this was.
Oh, put this dog in goat.
Yeah, Leon Burger maybe got robbed here. A little snubbed.
It wasn't even discussed. It's just jammed into a tier.
The Springer Spaniel.
Oh, I like Springer.
The Collie.
Sure.
And the Cane Corso.
That's a big dog.
My sister has one of those. Yeah, big dog. So that's the good boy. The frisky tier ended up being a pretty crowded tier.
Really?
These are frisky dogs.
Okay.
Your Alaskan Malamute,
mm-hmm.
Your American Pitbull Terrier, your Beagle, Boxer, Brittany, Chow Chow, Dalmatian, Dachshund, French Bulldog, Greyhound Whippet, Siberian Husky, the Cardigan Welsh Corgi, the Pembroke Welsh Corgi, the Flatcoat Retriever, and the Irish Setter.
Did you say Whippet?
Whippet and Greyhound are both in the frisky tier.
I thought that was just something you did out of, like, with nitrous.
No.
Like
Devo?
Nah, it's like a...
Whippet good. It's a mini Greyhound is what it is. Yeah, Jackson, thumbs up or thumbs down on French Bulldog in the frisky tier, tier three?
Is he mad about that?
Oh, thumbs up. I thought you would want that higher. Okay.
I argued for Frenchie higher. Too crazy.
I was outvoted, and Frenchie wound up in frisky.
Okay, we have the Watch Your Profanity.
Yeah.
We have the American Cocker Spaniel.
I get it.
The English Cocker Spaniel.
Okay, so two Cocker Spaniels.
The Shih Tzu.
Sure.
Watch your profanity.
The Standard Schnauzer and the Giant Schnauzer.
Well, Giant Schnauzer
Giant
definitely Schnauzer
Watch your profanity. For sure.
Standard and even maybe mini Schnauzer is probably closer to reality, but sure. Okay.
You're not for me.
Yep.
This is the Alaskan Husky, the American Bulldog, the Boston Terrier, the Bull Terrier, who I kind of like. That's the...
that was one where you...
That's the dog from Target.
You got outvoted?
Yeah, I got outvoted on that. The Doberman Pinscher.
Oh, boy. Cat grew up with Dobermans. Hopefully she's not listening.
And the Russell Terrier.
Okay.
Like Eddie from Frasier.
Yep.
There are you hate.
My neighbors had a Jack Russell Terrier brag.
Yeah.
Yippee dog.
And
real yippee
energetic.
Dog. Yeah.
Well, the bottom tier is the not a dog.
Okay.
This is the Chihuahua, the Pomeranian, the Poodle toy miniature. Oh, I forgot to put the Poodle, the big Poodle in the other tier. Damn it. The Yorkshire Terrier, the Maltese, the English Toy Spaniel, the Pekingese, and... The Cavalier King Charles.
The what now?
Spaniel.
The
be your dog. Not a dog.
Hang on. The Cavalier King Charles is...
Bottom tier.
It's a not a dog?
Little guy.
It's a dog.
This is ones that have teeth that don't have teeth.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are we specifically ranking Charleston? Because he might not be
Could
a dog.
Could you put him
he's
in...
He's really
like,
more cat. He's toothless. I mean, he's really barely a dog.
Can you put him in a purse?
Well, you probably could.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he would fit in there,
Listen, we had to tier them. They can't all be in the top tier, although they are dogs.
All right, so my dog is in the not a dog tier.
Yeah.
Is your dog the only dog that's not in the goat tier that's on the show?
Yes.
Well, I think Harrow's in a lot of tiers.
He's going to paw in every tier.
Harrow's in quite a few tiers.
He definitely...
But yes, I did a lot of dogs Keith grew up with, Nick's dog.
Yep.
They're ranked quite well, I noticed, yes.
I would say so.
All Andy Hart's dogs are top tier.
Yep.
Yeah. Somehow my dog is not a dog.
Not bad.
Okay. Here we go.
With their tanks and their bombs and their guns in your head,
grab bag, egg.
Any Monday Night Football takeaways?
Yeah,
the 49ers the over Niners, maybe, your Panthers?
I was thinking Purdy was about to get benched and they were going to go back to
Mac. Mac Jones.
That might be where they go. Three picks for Purdy. They do win. They're 8-4. Panthers now 6-6.
I was pretty excited for my Carolina Panthers last night. I actually was looking forward to that game quite a bit.
That's tough.
It's tough to believe in that.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Real quick.
What are you laughing at? People are upset, obviously, at the tears.
That's fine.
Your dog
Whatever.
Might be a nice dog.
I can handle that. Somebody said, where's the robot dog? We could have had like the Boston Dynamics robot dog on there.
Oh, yeah.
Someone also said, where's Snoop Dogg? That's
Snoop
a miss.
Dog.
Should have got Snoop Dogg goat tier.
This is just DOG. This isn't D-O-double-G.
D-O-double-G could have been its own tier.
That would have been a different tier
That's
altogether.
True, yeah.
Yeah. With the road dog Jesse James from the New Age Outlaws
That's
as well.
That's top five Friday.
Yeah, save it.
Yeah, you're
save
confusing it. Your day,
now
sir.
We'll do top five dogs for
Top five dogs.
Oh, good one, yeah. Top five dogs.
Cavalier will make that one.
Say the gears are turning right now. Top five dogs.
Okay.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show.
Not relevant.
And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
All right, Jones, let's play a little game called In or Out.
In or Out.
It's a classic game.
Okay.
The Football Hall of Fame semifinalists have been announced.
Okay, so these people are either in, they should be in the Hall of Fame or should not.
26 names.
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm going to put it in.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, Mark and Medford.
All right, in or out?
Yep.
Drew Brees.
In.
In.
Yeah, I don't
like him either,
yeah,
but like,
barely.
In. He's just overrated. I think he's still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we're small hall guys, but he's in.
Notoriously small hall guys.
Yeah, big time.
Eli Manning.
This is my hall.
This is our hall.
Out.
Out. Philip Rivers.
Out.
Out. Frank Gore.
Well,
which hall of fame?
Which hall? Thank you, Nick. Which
the
hall of fame?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Out of mine.
He's a tough one because
Magnum Dom.
There's that, but there's also he's like top
two or three in rushing yards, like, all time?
I don't care. Was he ever, were you ever like, oh, my God, look at, you have to play Frank Gore?
Was I ever like, oh, my God, Frank Gore?
Yes. The answer is yes. I was like that.
All right, well, you got me there. He's out.
All right. Fred Taylor?
Fred Taylor out.
Former Patriot, great?
Out.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Definitely
in. Torrey Holt?
In.
Should be in. He has been sitting on this list forever.
Honestly, is Fitzgerald eligible for the first time? How are those guys not in?
Okay. Yeah. So the names I mentioned so far, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Frank Gore, Larry Fitzgerald are first-time guys. Torrey Holt, we would both have in. Steve Smith Sr.?
I would have out, but I really liked him as a player.
I think he's in. I mean, he won't be, but I think he should. Hines Ward?
Out.
Yeah. Reggie Wayne? Really good, but probably just missed. He's a good gatekeeper.
Yeah. I would probably lean in.
In, okay.
Yeah.
Jason Witten
has to be
probably
in.
In. Like, yeah. he was he's not Gronk, but he's really, really good. Adam Vinatieri should be in. It was insane they didn't get in last year.
Yeah, there's actually way more people I'm putting in the Hall of Fame than I expected.
Hey, small hall
guy.
Willie Anderson.
Out.
Not Willie Manderson.
Oh, wait.
Willie Anderson.
The offensive lineman?
Yeah,
lineman. Who was I thinking of? I was thinking of, like, Morton Anderson. Willie Anderson?
The kicker?
I'll plead ignorance. All right. I wasn't ready for this.
Willie Anderson.
I'll say out, yeah.
Lomas Brown.
Out.
You're not putting Lomas Brown in the Hall of Fame?
I'm not. I should have done more homework for this.
You don't know ball.
touch grass, Jones.
Jahri Evans.
Out. I always said. Jahri Evans.
Jahri
I was
Evans.
Like, not a Hall of Famer.
Richmond Webb.
Out.
Good Dolphin. Protect the blind side.
I don't want O-lineman.
Steve Wisniewski.
Out.
Marshall Yonda.
Out.
Robert Mathis.
Out.
Vince Wilfork.
Out.
Yeah. Kevin Williams. For the Williams
Big
Wall.
Cat?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with our dogs. Out.
Luke Kuechly.
Out. Didn't do it for long enough.
Yeah, but
out.
Is Patrick Willis in?
Yeah, but
Kuechly's close.
Not my Hall of Fame. Not my Hall of Fame.
Terrell Suggs.
Begrudge. Not a great guy, but he's
not
in.
A good guy he's Hall of Fame.
Is that it? Are we done?
No.
Oh.
Rodney Harrison.
I saw you reaching for the mouse.
Well, I got to be prepared here for the next thing.
Rodney Harrison in.
I think Rodney Harrison should be in as well, so yeah. I'm glad he made it this far. Earl Thomas.
Oh.
Really good, but.
Yeah, I think I would. Who should get in from the Legion of Boom? Not to throw aside.
Sherman.
Like, just Sherman?
Oh, maybe Thomas, too. Maybe the two. Maybe both of them.
Yeah, maybe Thomas.
And then Darren Woodson.
Out.
Yeah, he sort of lingers on these lists and doesn't really get in. That's a lot of Hall of Famers that we think.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone, except when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
Hey, text line real quick. Yes, my answer is yes. Jones, do you want to place a bet on who will be better next year, Sonny Gray or Richard Fitz? Email me. Adam.Jones.
Wait, Richard Fitz?
At Odyssey. Send me an email. I will take your bet. Donation
Man.
To charity.
Man.
Put your money where your mouth is, you idiot. You say stupid crap all the time.
Is this you saying that saying that?
No. I will take Sonny Gray over Dick Fitz. Email me. I will absolutely place that bet. We'll figure out what the stat is, what our, like, line of demarcation is. I will take you on that bet, text line, 1,000%.
Somebody just made a
1.429 $626.
Email me. I will take that action.
Feud going on
yes.
here.
Yeah, it's one
specific.
No, it's one specific texter that I will take your bet, sir. Yes.
Somebody just made Jason on Twitter, in honor of Tier Tuesday, I made a list of my favorite radio hosted characters over the years.
This is a good one.
We're in the GOAT tier. There's GOAT, Just a Bit Outside, Fool's Gold, Frisky, We Are Dealing with Amateurs, and Parlay Buster.
Who do you think's in that
tier? You can imagine who's in the Parlay Buster. Not bad.
Terps in his own.
Not bad.
His own bottom tier.
I like that.
Pure Hoops.
Pretty good.
Pure Hoops. Didn't make it. That's too bad.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Robert!
Shohei Ohtani is going to play for Team Japan in the World Baseball Classic. What do you think of that?
Where else would he play?
U.S.?
Yeah.
No.
They trade for him?
No, he wouldn't play at all, maybe,
be the thing that I'm talking about.
I don't really understand the news.
Saying he's trying to be like another citizen somewhere else.
Get the Cuban team going or something.
Shohei Ohtani has been traded to the Dominican Republic.
You're like, wait a minute.
Oh, hang on.
That's not fair. You can't be doing that.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Grab bag.
You can't handle them.
Grab bag.
Looks like the New Orleans Saints, who are in the market for a kicker, are going not with Kyle, not with Justin Tucker. They were like looking into that.
Oh, they steered out of that one.
Or
they,
Kyle Tucker.
Who?
You're gonna say Kyle Tucker.
I was gonna say I like Kyle Tucker. No, Justin Tucker. They ended up going with Cade York to the practice squad following a tryout.
I thought they were bringing back Blake Groupie. That's what
I
they
guess
were doing.
Not. Oh. I guess it's not gonna be the grouper. It's too bad.
Of all the grab bags in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Dylan Gabriel has been cleared to play, but it will be Shedeur Sanders.
Hell yeah.
Coming up on Sunday. So you're looking forward to the full week of practice for Shedeur. He says it could be dangerous for everybody.
Give that man
out there
a full week of practice. Look out.
They play that Niners team that we saw last night. That's they're home to the Niners on Sunday.
Their defense does not rate very well, but they've played, I think, twice in primetime. And they shut it down against the Falcons, and they shut it down last night against Carolina.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like when I've watched them, that defense has been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go for Shedeur, but he deserves another start. He played okay.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, time for our favorite segment within the segment. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I got to start looking at this. Has he?
The answer is, of course, yes.
Yes!
So, he did have a response, or maybe we had this one yesterday. This might have been late in the day yesterday. His response to the Jack Morris Hall of Fame credentials.
No, I didn't hear this yesterday.
He voted for Jack Morris.
Oh, he was in on Jack Morris. I'd be out.
Yeah. So then there's some political stuff in there. And then there's also one.
We're glazing over all that.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into all that whole thing.
Good stuff, though.
So there's a female on Twitter or a bot.
Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
At Honeymoon 250.
Hell yeah.
She said, she tweeted out a thing. It's once again one of these have you evers. And she scored 40 points. She was curious, what about for you?
Oh.
So this is the game. Again, he's played a lot of similar games to this.
Oh, good.
All right, Bob Ryan, now Adam Jones.
Yes.
You're going to be in the hot seat here. Have you ever spent the night in a hospital?
No.
That's 10 points.
No.
No. Even when Lucas was born?
Oh, I guess that counts. I'm sorry. Yes,
it could also be a joyous occasion.
No, I see. Yeah, I have spent the night in the hospital. Then yes,
wrecked a vehicle.
No,
swam in the ocean.
Yes,
hidden. No, hidden. That'd be better. Ridden a horse.
No,
ridden a bicycle.
Yes,
flew in a plane.
Yeah,
been to another country.
Yes,
owned a pet.
Yes, depends on what kind of animal, but yes.
Drank from the water hose.
Yeah.
Gotten a tattoo.
No.
Bob did 8 out of those 10. He won't say which.
Oh, it was only 10.
There's only 10. Bob did 8 of those things, but he won't say which.
I was bracing for way more. Wait, so how many points did I get?
You were probably like 50 points.
Oh, okay, good.
Give
good.
Seven.
High score.
Yeah, you're right in there. You're doing a pretty good job. All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Keontae George? 28 points, 6 boards, 7 assists.
No.
Jeremy Grant, 35 points. DeMar DeRozan, 33 points, 0 rebounds.
Oh.
And 4 assists.
Yeah, but.
Was it Anthony Edwards? 43 points, 7 boards. Or was it Carl Anthony Towns, 37 points.
Seven!
And 12 rebounds.
I'm going DeRozan. They won 35 points. I didn't realize the zero rebounds, but give me the lone mid-ranger, okay, if you don't mind.
All right, I'll give you the lone mid-ranger. Yeah, how do you go a whole game with no rebounds? But either way.
It's not great.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we have a random ball player who played infield. Say middle infielder primarily for a variety of teams. He was also a one-time All-Star. Played for the A's, Giants, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Mets, and Rockies.
Give me a year on the Red Sox.
Played for the Red Sox in 10 and 11. 10 and 11. Was an All-Star in 13 with the Giants. 277 career hitter.
Marco Scudero.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Nice.
Marco Scudero.
Mark Portugal and Marco Scudero.
Mark Portugal is the pull and a half.
Yeah.
Scudero a little bit easier. No,
Scudero, I agree, was much easier. Okay. Well, you can shut it down there, text line and Twitch.
Yeah.
I beat you to that one.
Not
looking for any Arcan text.
Fellas.
Okay. Random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. I didn't realize he made an All-Star team. That's surprising.
Yeah, late in his career.
He was like a – was he a CS MVP or a World Series MVP?
He was NLCS
something like that.
MVP.
Thank you. Thank you.
He was NLCS MVP, and then they went on to win the World Series in 12 with the Giants.
There you go.
Yeah.
Random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. It was not Sonny Gray today, Bradfo. Apologies. More info, though, on Sonny Gray with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. So stay tuned for it. Plus, we'll get to the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.